Genesis chapter 24, and I will read from verse 1 onwards. Now Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. So Abraham said to the oldest servant of his house, who ruled over all that he had, "Please put your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. But you shall go to my country and to my family and take a wife for my son Isaac." And the servant said to him, "Perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me to this land. Must I take your son back to the land from which you came?" But Abraham said to him, "Beware that you do not take my son back there. The Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my family, and who spoke to me and swore to me, saying, 'To your descendants I give this land,' he will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there. And if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you will be released from this oath. Only do not take my son back there." So the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning this matter. Then the servant took 10 of his master's camels and departed, for all his master's goods were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. And he made his camels kneel down outside the city by a well of water at evening time, the time when women go out to draw water. Then he said, "O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, here I stand by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, 'Please let down your pitcher that I may drink,' and she says, 'Drink, and I will also give your camels a drink,' let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac. And by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master." And it happened, before he had finished speaking, that behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with her pitcher on her shoulder. Now the young woman was very beautiful to behold, a virgin, no man had known her. And she went down to the well, filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, "Please let me drink a little water from your pitcher." So she said, "Drink, my lord." Then she quickly let her pitcher down to her hand and gave him a drink. And when she had finished giving him a drink, she said, "I will draw water for your camels also until they have finished drinking." Then she quickly emptied her pitcher into the trough, ran back to the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, remained silent so as to know whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. So it was, when the camels had finished drinking, the man took a golden nose ring weighing half a shekel and 2 bracelets for her wrists weighing 10 shekels of gold and said, "Whose daughter are you? Tell me, please, is there room in your father's house for us to lodge?" So she said to him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, Milcah's son, whom she bore to Nahor." Moreover, she said to him, "We have both straw and feed enough and room to lodge." Then the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord, and he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his mercy and his truth toward my master. As for me, being on the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren." So the young woman ran and told her mother's household these things. And we shall stop right here, as the Holy Spirit wants me to. We're going to look at a few scriptures over here, few verses that God has for us to meditate here, that the Lord has brought very specifically for us to hold on to, because God has this for his people. Now you see here, Abraham was blessed by God in all things. Abraham was someone who listened to God and did what God told him to, and God had blessed Abraham as a result of that in all things. He was blessed in all things. Now he had everything, and it's time for Abraham's son to get married. God called Abraham from his father's house, from the place he was, and called him to come to a place that God will show him. And if you go back to Genesis chapter 12, you see God telling Abraham, Abraham, leave your father's house and leave your kindred and go to a place I will show you. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And he said, I will give this land to you, which was that land, Canaan. God said, every place that your feet steps on, I'll give to you. And he promised the land of Canaan to Abraham. Now, God has brought Abraham, his family. Now, this promise was given to Abraham when Abraham did not have a son. And God gave Abraham this promise. Abraham believed in the promise of God, and Abraham said, I'm going. Even though he didn't have a child for many, many years, and he was so old, and there's no chance of him having a child, he still believed in this God who said, I will bless you, I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And so God said, I'm going to give you something far greater than what you have. Now, Abraham was a very rich person. He had lots of camels and he had everything, but he didn't have a child. Now, when God said, I'm going to give you something, and it looked impossible to the human mind, no way, a person who is this old, who's going to be 100 years old, how is he going to have a child? And this God is coming to Abraham and he's saying, Abraham, you just do what I'm telling you to do, and I'm going to bless you. You've already been blessed, but this blessing that I'm going to give you cannot be compared to what you have. Now you're a rich man, but I'm going to bless you and I'm going to make your name great. You may be somebody who is known in your little circle in that land of the Chaldeans, but I'm going to make your name great and you shall be a blessing. When God said, I'm going to make your name great, Abraham had no idea how great it was going to be. Now you have a whole nation of Israel and everybody in the world. No matter what language they speak, they all know Abraham. In whatever language they have in their hometown, they have Abraham in their language. Whether it's Abraham, whatever it is, they all have that name. God fulfilled his promise to Abraham. He blessed his name and he made his name great. And what else did God say? The Lord said, I'm going to multiply you. When he did not have a child, he didn't have nothing in front of him. But when nothing was there, God said, I'm going to give you something. So there was nothing for him to see. According to human logic, human science and human understanding and human medical science and everything, he cannot have a child. His wife cannot have a child. But God is telling, I'm going to do the impossible. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great. And I'm going to multiply you. Your seed, your descendants are going to be like the stars of the sky and the sand of the shore. This is how I'm going to bless you. This is how. So the big vision God shows Abraham. And the Lord says, Abraham, are you ready to come? Are you ready to get into my plan? God is speaking to our hearts at this hour. Our vision versus God's vision for our lives. Our vision can be this small. We can just have a little drawing picture and say, Lord, this is what I have. This is what I like. This is what I want my future to be. This is what I want my family to be. Or this is what I want my career to be. Or this is what I want my children to become. Or this is what I want my health to be. We can have all these things in our minds. But the Lord is saying, I see all of it, but I want to give you something far bigger. You have a small picture, but I have a big picture. When we take our picture and put it in God's picture, it'll go disappear somewhere else because his picture is so big. His plans for us is so big. That which God has for his people is so big. His vision for every single one here is very big. The only thing is we don't know. But when we come to know what God has for us, it is so important for us to say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, I will do whatever you tell me to do. And so what Abraham did was he listened to God, and when he didn't have anything in front of him to hold on to, he held on to the word that was given by God to him. So he latched on to that. Even when he didn't have a child, he moved from one place to the other, and there was famine in that place, and from there he moved. He didn't have a single time this question that I followed you, Lord. I still don't have a child and maybe I should just go back and why did I even come here? None of those things. He just followed God wherever God told him to go to because he had this conviction in his mind that I will have my descendants like the stars of the sky and the sand of the shore. The point here is, he understood who came and made the covenant with him. If you'd only know who comes to you and makes that covenant with you, that means how big this God is he capable of doing this or not? You know, a millionaire comes and he says, I'm going to give you this and, you know, I'm going to sign this for you, and they give you a piece of paper. And you know that they have money and this is true and whatever check they have given is true. Are you going to doubt that? And are you going to think that is it true or is it fake? Or is it? You know that this is coming from this trustworthy person. Suppose the president comes and calls you and gives something to you. The governor comes and calls you and gives something to you. You're not going to doubt the governor. You're not going to say, I don't know, I can't trust him. And, you know, no, you know because of their office. You know because of who they are. They're not going to go back on their word and they won't. And if, especially if it bears the seal of the president or the governor, it has all the more weight to it. And so when you look at Abraham, Abraham understood one thing, that this is the God of heaven and earth. He says the word. That word has to come to pass. It will come to pass. He's never going to go back on that word that he gives. And he had this in his heart and he said that even though I don't see it, I know that I have this voucher. I have this voucher. How many of you know about vouchers? You know, when they have something and they don't have that in the store, they'll give you that voucher and they'll say, once it comes in stock, we'll give you the call. And then when we give you a call, you can come and get this product. You're not going to be crying over it. You know that I've given this deposit. I have this voucher. When it comes, they're going to call me. That's faith. Faith in that little piece of paper and that little guy who said that. Once it comes in stock, you don't even think that. What if that guy quits the job and runs away somewhere and what can... No, you know that this was given and this is the voucher that bears the name of the store. And that's the store paper. So even if he goes, you know that this paper is valid. When it comes to God, when he gives a word and when a prophecy is given and the word from God is given, you know that this is good enough for me because this can never return void. It will prove itself to be true. And so when Abraham didn't have a child and God told him to go here and go there and go here and go there, he went everywhere as the Lord said because, number one, he knew that this is God and he is all wise and he's smart. Number two, he knew the other thing that God said, wherever your feet steps on, I'm going to give that land to you. So he was not concerned about walking here, walking there, going there because he knows wherever he goes, that piece of land will be mine. That piece of land will be mine. God is not a God who just makes you wander here, wander there, and go here, and go there, and just for you to learn some lessons. No. He is very deliberate in planning for his people. When he makes a turn for you, that means that turn has something that will benefit you, that will bring glory to God. He will never waste your time. He has no time to waste, and he knows that we have no time to waste. Every moment of our life needs to be put to use because our time is limited on the face of the earth. So when God marks out his plan for us, it's very, very precise and it has something very specific for us. So there's no loss of time. So you look at Abraham. Abraham knew this very well. He knew that God is not going to waste my time. He said that every place that your feet steps on, it's going to be mine. So as long as he wants me to walk, I'll walk because wherever I walk, it belongs to me. And then he also knew that even though I don't have a child in front of me, he said he will give it. Once he makes that covenant, it's done. He will give it. Doesn't matter how long it takes. And so with this faith, he walked and walked and walked, and all the places that he stepped on became his. Now, once it became his, God also gave him his promised son. Now he has Isaac. Now Isaac has gotten older. He is in a marriageable age and father is settled, son is settled. They are in the land that God has given. And he knew one thing. This is the land that God has given to me. Ownership of God's blessing. When God gives you something, you need to take that and say, this is mine, and not just let it go. He had this in his heart. God gave this to me and I'm not going to give this up for anything. The faith that he had in God caused him to be a winner at every level, that he did not stumble and fall anywhere. So now you see here, he is calling his servant and he is telling his servant, a very dependable servant, he says, Eliezer, you need to do this. I want you to go to my place. Not because he was a racial person or anything, But he wanted a woman who would be just like him for his son. Just like his wife for his son. A woman of faith. When you tell her to leave, she will leave because she trusts in the word that comes from God. That God has a plan for her. He came from that place, right? And now he's looking for a girl who will be just like him, just like his wife. A girl who will have strong faith and strong character. Someone who would be just like him for his son. So he's calling a servant and he's saying, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go and get a girl from my place and God is going to prosper you and you need to do this. And now the servant is thinking, okay, he's saying all these things. Now I have the hard work to do because I have to go there and I have to face these people. What if she doesn't come? What is going to happen? Is Isaac going to get married or he's not going to get married? He's going to just stay like this because how is someone going to come from there? That to a girl. How is it going to happen? And he had all these things in his mind, but he knew one thing. He knew Abraham very well. He knew the God of Abraham very well. When Abraham says something, he knows that it is bound to happen. He saw God doing miracle in Abraham's life. He was there. He was the oldest servant. He saw Abraham with no child. Then he saw Abraham have a child at his old age. He saw how rich Abraham was. And now he's seeing how Abraham owns such a big land itself, an entire nation he has. And all his servants multiplied, his cattle multiplied. And he's seeing how God has done a mighty work in Abraham who obeyed God. Now, God is speaking through Abraham to Eliezer, go get a girl, the right girl for my son. Abraham, my son Isaac. Now Eliezer is having his own conversation with God. Now I want you to focus here. I'm just going to take you here to verse 3. I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, but you shall go to my country and to my family and take a wife for my son Isaac. And the servant said to him, perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me to this land. Must I take your son back to the land from which you came? But Abraham said to him, beware that you do not take my son back there. The Lord God of heaven, this is very important, verse 7. The Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my family, and who spoke to me and swore to me, saying, to your descendants I will give this land. What did God say? To your descendants, I will give this land. Abraham inherited this land. He said, make sure you don't take Isaac out of my promised land that God has given. This land, this huge land, my son is going to be an owner at this huge land. Don't you take him out of the promise that God has given. Don't you take him out of this inheritance that he has. Make sure it doesn't happen. God is speaking to our hearts today. That which God has given into your hands, you need to hold on to it tight. Unbelief can take you out of it. If Abraham would have said, yeah, what if she doesn't come? Maybe you can take Isaac there. Maybe Isaac can live there for some time. If that would have happened, Isaac would have lost the inheritance. Because this was given for him and his generation, descendants. That means they are going to inhabit the entire land. To this day, it is their inheritance. You know why? Because one man made that choice. And with him, his son made the choice. Along with him, his servant listened and he made that choice. His servant could have been a tricky one, but he was not. Because he was not a tricky one, Abraham was able to trust him and entrust his son's future into his hands. There are a few things God is bringing to us today. We must be trustworthy people so that God can entrust his prized possession into our hands. God trusted Abraham to give that entire land into his hand. And he trusted his descendants to give that entire, to bless them with that entire area. You know why? Because they did that which God told them to do. And he knew that you're not going to mess it up. You're not going to mess it up. As long as you hear what I tell you to do, you're not going to mess it up. And Abraham was someone who heard what God said and did it. And therefore, he inherited all the blessings that God had for Abraham. Not only Abraham, because Isaac also stayed there. you have that nation, and every time you talk about Israel, you talk about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Those three names are there forever. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Israel cannot be wiped out of this map, no matter who tries what. Those names, no one can wipe away. There are many cultures that rose and many became extinct. But this still lives, and it will live on. God is speaking to our hearts today. The promise that God gives to his people, it will stand forever. If we hold on to it, if we hold on to it, that which God has spoken to you shall come to pass. See, there was no doubt for Abraham that God would provide for him the bride that God had for him. He said, it's not going to come from this land. It's not going to come from Canaan. But it's going to come from that place, the woman of faith who will come, just like how I came. God is speaking to our hearts today. Whatever promise that God has given to you, whatever God has said that he will do for you, it is so important for you to just hold on to that. Hold on to it, knowing that he who promised me is faithful, even if I don't see it in front of me right now. Even though it looks like it's not happening right now, God says, it will happen. If I told you so, it shall happen. And it will happen exactly the way I told you. That's number one. When it happens, we should be people who will not miss it or lose it or give it off because we just don't believe the other half. Many times we can receive half a miracle and then become faint-hearted and say that I see this happen, but I'm still waiting for the other one, and so I don't know, and then you just go back. When you go back, you miss even what you got in the first place. So God is speaking to our hearts today. Whatever it may be in your life, God has promised to prosper you. He will prosper you. God has promised to give you good success. He will give you good success. God has promised healing for you. He will heal you. God has promised deliverance for you. He will deliver you. God has promised a future for you. He will give that to you. Whatever God has promised, God will give it to you. There's no doubt about it. And the question is, am I willing to believe that which God has spoken to me? Even if I don't see it at the moment in front, are you willing to walk? Are you willing to do that which God has told you to? Are you willing to hold on to that which God has told you to? Even if it looks like it's not happening, it will happen because the voucher that comes from heaven stands true at all times. That's the only voucher. Even the voucher on earth can get torn, can be burned by the fire. All of a sudden, it can be dunked in some water. All kinds of things can happen. But that which comes from heaven, it can never be deleted. It can never be torn. No one can burn it. The only person who can lose it is you. Only person who can forfeit is you. If you say that, I have no faith in this, and you throw it off, then it's gone. But if you hold on to it and if you say that, I'm not going to let this go, I'm not going to let this go, I'm not going to let this go, because God's word is true. Every word that God has spoken to us, it's true. It is true. It's absolutely true. God is speaking to your hearts today. How many of you are willing to believe like how Abraham believed? The land that God gave to Abraham before he even got it. Because God said, walk, whatever you walk, I'll give it to you. He walked. And now he got it. And he's saying here, this land, God said, I will give this land to your descendants. He's so keen on his children, on his generation inheriting that land. He said, I'm not going to let Isaac missed this. We need to have that for our own children. We need to have that for our own souls. That which God has, I'm not going to forfeit. That which God has for my children, my generation, I'm not going to forfeit that. I'm going to hold on to that. Every word that God has spoken shall come to pass, and I'm not going to let go of that. So he told him, no. If she's not willing to follow you, then you are free from this. But he knew that she will follow. She will follow. It's just for Eliezer to know. Just be at ease. Don't feel like the whole burden is on your head. Simply go and do what I tell you to do. And then come back. When you come back, let's see. And Abraham was so confident in this God. This God who told me that he will bless me, he will bless my descendants like the stars of the sky and the sand of the shore, has to give this boy, the boy who was not existing before. There's no child. Now you have this young man over here who came as a miracle. Now you need to have a generation for that. He needs a wife. Can't God, who gave this child at an old age, provide a wife for him? Yeah. Abraham knew that. If the descendants need to inhabit the land, you need people. And Abraham knew that God will bring that. Eliezer didn't know. Abraham knew. But you know what Eliezer knew to do good? Even if it didn't make sense and even if it didn't understand, he knew one thing. He's a master. He tells me, I say, yes, that's it. And he made this deal with the God of his master. He said, oh Lord, show kindness to him. He knows God will do anything for Abraham. He was very smart, such a smart servant. He used Abraham's name to God. He said, Lord, show kindness to Abraham, because Abraham was God's friend. So he knew that if I pray that prayer, my job will get easy. He said, Lord, show kindness to Abraham. And the Lord showed kindness to Abraham. Eliezer's prayers were answered. Jesus said this, if you ask anything to my Father in my name, my Father will do it. Even more than Abraham. When you use the name of Jesus, when you ask God for something, you know for sure it's done. It's a done thing. God will do it as long as you don't ask for the wrong thing. But when you ask God for that which is good, he will move heaven and earth for you. He will do anything for you. God wants to bless you. God wants to heal you. God wants to prosper you. God wants to bless you and make you a blessing, just like how he did with Abraham. You know how Eliezer's heart would have been when he prayed this prayer to the God of Abraham. Now, before Eliezer prayed, you should know Abraham prayed already. Abraham already appealed to God, Lord, lead this servant of mine. Help him not to mess up. Help him to go and get the right person for my son. And the Lord God led Eliezer to pray this prayer. Lord, whichever woman will come and give water for me and for my camels. What is he doing? He's asking. He's a smart servant. Asking for an impossible thing because he wants to make sure that he doesn't mess up. He was not saying, look, he told me to go. He wasn't a lazy servant. He said, he's just telling me to go. Let me see what's the shortest way to go and quickest way to get. And Lord, let a woman come. The first woman who comes, I'll get her and go. He didn't say that. He said, I need to know for sure that this is God's will. How many of us are like that? When it comes to any decision in our life, we need to know for sure that this is God's will. When you know that this is God's will, you're never going to go wrong. It's always going to be a blessing. So Eliezer is making this prayer. He said, Lord, this woman who comes. And he knew that a lot of women are going to come. And so he said, out of all these, which one, Lord, which is your choice for my master's son? And he said, Lord, the woman who gives me water and also for my camels. You know how much water camels drink? I don't know the gallons, but I know they drink a lot. Each camels, they drink a lot of water. And so he's saying someone who is really diligent, someone who is caring, someone who is compassionate, someone who is not self-centered. He definitely didn't want a woman to come there and put Isaac to work or say that I'm not doing anything. But he wanted someone who is just like his master Abraham, just like his wife Sarah, he said. And think about how much love he would have had for Isaac and Abraham. And what a beautiful relationship Abraham had with his servant, even though he was a servant. He was like a son to him. and such love he had, he went and he prayed, Lord, someone who would really be the right person. And so he is giving this hard thing to God. Lord, somebody who will water me and my camels. And the Bible says, so beautiful, this man didn't even finish praying. He didn't even say amen. Before he could even finish, there goes Rebecca, la 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 la, she's coming with her pitcher. Look at the timing of God. God knows the end from the beginning. Before he prayed, Abraham prayed. It was all done. God has lined up everything. The Spirit of God put this in Eliezer's heart. And so by the time he is like finishing his prayer, you see that, you know, what a small prayer it was. It's not even a long prayer. But the moment he opened his mouth, the Bible says, even before you can open your mouth, he knows it. He just wants us to pray. So that we know what we pray. A lot of times we don't even know. We blurt and blurt out and blurt out, say all these things. And finally we think, did I say this to God? You know, how many of you know that? You say something, you say, Lord, I promise I do this, I do that. And then after that, after you get something, you wonder, did I really say that or did I thought that to myself? And did I write it anywhere? And you try to wiggle your way out of it. You don't even know what you said. But look at this man. His words were very few. But by the time he finished saying that, this girl came out. Answer to his prayer. You know how fast God hears. He hears so fast. It's an encouragement to each one of you. God hears you. He's so fast in responding. Better than 911. No offense to 911. But he is faster than that. God comes so fast. Before he could even finish, there she came. And Eliezer was not somebody who said, oh, there she came, she said she will do it. And he didn't just jump into it and say, well, this is, as soon as he saw, I prayed and you, the moment she started giving, he didn't say, well, you're my master's son's wife. Hello? He didn't say that. He waited. That would have scared that poor girl. He didn't do that. You see the wisdom that was there in his mind. He was a prayerful man. You see that? He was hanging out with Abraham for all these years. He became like him. So he was not a jumpy little fellow, even though he was older. You know, a lot of times people are so excited and so hasty when they see something happening and they feel like it's, this is like an answer to my prayer. And before they could even get it, they just call 10 people. You know what? I prayed and you know God did it. And you know this happened and that wouldn't have even materialized. Before that, they tell 10 different people. But Eliezer was not like that. He was not only mature in his age, but he was mature in his mind and in his spirit. He was very steady, not impulsive. We should not be impulsive. It's important for us to just hold back, wait and see how God will lead. Yes, she said she will do it. Now you have to watch and see if she has the capacity to do this. She has to water all the camels. She can say yes and say then, my shoulder hurts, my hip hurts, my hand hurts, and I really want to do it. I'm so sorry. I'm going to call someone who'll say, wait here, and she didn't go. It could have happened. So he didn't tell her anything. You don't see him immediately as soon as she said that, here, nose ring put on, here, bracelet put on. I caught the fish and it's in the net. And he didn't do any of those things. He was so patient. He was waiting to see if she was God's choice for the son. God is speaking to our hearts today. You know that patience is so important. When we pray to God and we ask God for God's will, sometimes our heart will lean towards that. And anything that looks a little bit like that, before it could even conclude, we jump on it and say, it is God's will. I know he spoke to me. He didn't even speak at all. You think because that's what you want. So what will happen, sometimes people say, if I see three blue cars in front of me, and that blue may not even be blue, but in their eyes, it really looks like blue, bluish green, and it is like blue, and because that's what they want. And they say, one, two, and three, that's it. And it's not God's will. And first of all, don't go after three blue pigeons or or white ravens, or don't try to do any of those things, because we pray to God when our heart is really after God's will. God will give to us that which we need. But if our heart is not after God's will. And if we try to trick God, guess who hears it also? The devil hears it also. If we are tricky, the tricky one will come and he say, you try to trick, I'll trick you. So we need to be honest and sincere in knowing God's will and say, God, I want to know your will. That means I'm going to put everything down and I'm going to say, Lord, I need to hear from you. And so Eliezer just waited. He said, I want to just wait and see. What's going to happen? Is she really capable of doing this? Let me see if she keeps her word. And then he waits till everything was over. And then he asks her, I want to just make sure you're from this town, girl, that you're not from some other town carrying a pot and coming here. Because my master said, from this place. And he wanted to make sure, who are you? What's your family? Who's your dad? And who's your mom? And he found out all these things. And then he's confirming that this is of the Lord. God is speaking to our hearts today. Whatever we must do, we need to be people who say, God, you're the smartest, you're the wisest. Not only that, you care the most for me. And what comes from your hand is the best. And the promise that God is giving to every single one of you is, I have something big for you. Not something little, something big for you. I will bless you. I will make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. And in you, lots and lots and lots of people will be blessed. When that promise comes from God, I'm going to say that, Lord, this is too big and it's going to take too long. Give me something small. I'm a person of small vision and small goals, small term, short term, Lord. God will say, yeah, I can do a short term within the long term. So just do what I'm telling you this term. Do it. When God tells you to do something, just do it. When we do it, you'll see the grand picture open up by a big God. He'll say, I want you to step into that zone. It's like a little child that gets into this big dollhouse full of dolls, especially little girls. You take them to a doll store. They say, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. They see everything. They want everything. You know why? Because everything looks so good. That's how our God is. When he takes us into his vision, everything that he has for us is so good. You know, we as parents will say, well, you can pick one or you can pick two, not more than that. But he's the owner of the sky and owner of the land. He can give us everything. 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 There's no limit to God Almighty. He can bless us physically. He can bless us materially. He can bless us relationally. He can bless us spiritually. He can bless us mentally. He can bless us in every way. And he says, I want the total being of the person to be blessed. I bless you in all things. And we see how Abraham was blessed in all things. God blessed Abraham in all things. God blessed Isaac in all things. God blessed Rebecca in all things. Yes, this girl. If she would have just stayed where she was and if she would have just said, I don't want to do this, nobody will know who Rebecca is today. Now, Rebecca is known all over the world because of her strong character to step into the will of God. Isaac is known all over the world because of his strong character in pursuing the will of God. And God took Abraham, Isaac, Rebecca, God took Sarah out of a small town and God blessed them with a huge inheritance, made their names great and made them a blessing. God wants to do the same thing for you. Yes, we are little people, tiny little people in a tiny place, but the Lord says tiny people can do big things for God. And God can give you a big territory. God can give you a big territory. God can bless you with all things pertaining to this world and in the world to come. Shall we all stand up together? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you need for your body, whatever you need for your mind, whatever you need for your soul, whatever you need for your spirit, God is here to bless you. God is here to touch you. God is here to meet all your needs, not some of your needs. The Bible says, my God shall supply all your needs. Emotional needs, mental needs, spiritual needs, physical needs, financial needs, relational needs, all your needs. According to, not your capacity, but according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You just need to have a big bag with you. Whatever God wants to give you, you need to have a big heart, big hands. You need to say, Lord, give it all, Father. Whatever you have, give it to me. Hallelujah. Be willing to receive everything that God has for you. Abraham was a smart man. And he received everything that God had for him by faith. When God gives you a promise, His promise is good enough for you because He will bring every word that He has spoken to you. He'll bring it to pass. He'll bring it to pass. Every word that He has spoken to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And whatever God has promised you, don't forfeit it. Abraham said, God has given this land to my descendants. Therefore, my son will not leave this land. Hallelujah. He will stay because God has given this land to my descendants. Hallelujah. The faith of God and the faith in God that was in Abraham. Hallelujah. God is speaking to you this hour. Give yourself to God. God has promised to His people. Total blessing. Total blessing. Total blessing. You need to jump into that river of blessing that God has for you and say, Lord, I will receive this blessing. I'm not going to live in this negative world speaking negative things. I'm not going to live in this negative world looking at all the negative reports and believing all the negative reports that are in front of me. But I'm going to believe in that which you have spoken. Hallelujah. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And He has His stripes in His body to this day so that you can be healed. I can be healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that you can be restored mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally, whatever you're looking to God for. God is here to give you that today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But you must let go of that which you need to let go of so that God can give you whatever you need and much more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Take a few minutes in the presence of God and tell the Lord, Lord, I give myself over to you at this hour. And I give myself over to you, to this word, Lord. I know that you can heal me. I know you can deliver me. I know you will answer me. Lord, you are a prayer hearing God and a prayer answering God. You are here to answer me. Hallelujah. God says, call unto me in the day of trouble and I will answer you and you shall glorify me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And He will show you great things that you have no knowledge of. God is here to show you great things that you have no knowledge of. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Take a few minutes in the presence of God and give yourself over to God at this hour. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let go of all the things you need to let go of in the presence of God and say, Lord, I want to be like Abraham. I don't want to go back, but I want to go forward. Hallelujah. I don't want to let go of that which you have for me, Lord. I want to hold on to it, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And every promise that God has spoken for you and to you will come to pass. It shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lay it down at the altar. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord, Lord, I'm putting everything down at this hour. And I'm asking you, Lord, you lead me. You lead me. I'm not going to go by my human wisdom. I'm not going to let fear dominate my path. Lord, I'm not going to fear dominate my actions, but I'm going to let your word lead me, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And God's word says that He will supply all your needs, your physical needs, your emotional needs, your mental needs, your financial needs, whatever it is, He will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. In His storehouse, there is healing. In His storehouse, there is finances. In His storehouse, He has everything you need. Hallelujah. in his storehouse, in his storehouse, in his storehouse, God has healing, hallelujah. In his storehouse, he has a financial blessing, hallelujah. In his storehouse, he has an emotional blessing, hallelujah. Whatever you need, it is there in the storehouse of the Almighty God, hallelujah. Tell the Lord, I will receive it. Tell the Lord, I receive it at this hour, hallelujah. Tell the Lord, I receive it at this hour, hallelujah. Tell the Lord, I receive it at this hour. Thank you, Jesus. Tell the Lord, Lord, I receive your blessings, hallelujah. For my body, I receive your blessings for my mind, hallelujah. Tell the Lord, I receive your blessings for my soul, hallelujah. Tell the Lord, I receive your blessings for my spirit, hallelujah. Oh, I receive your blessings, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are, just raise your hands. You raise your hands and tell the Lord, Lord, I receive everything that you have for me this day. Hallelujah. And I let go of everything I need to let go of, Lord. And I give myself over to you this day. And I say, oh, Holy Spirit, have your way in me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God who blessed Abraham. The God who blessed Abraham. Is here to bless you. He's here to bless you. Hallelujah. He's here to bless you. Hallelujah. He's here to bless you beyond measure. Hallelujah. He's here to bless you beyond measure. Do you believe that he's here to bless you beyond measure? Are you ready to believe that which God has for you? Hallelujah. Are you ready to receive that which God has for you? By faith. You receive it by faith. Abraham received it by faith. You receive it by faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Everything that you need, everything that you need. Take some time in the presence of God and bring all your problems, bring all your cares before God. You can just talk to Jesus now. Just tell the Lord, Lord, this is what is happening with me. This is what is troubling me. This is what is happening in my body. This is what is troubling my spirit. Lord, this is what is weighing my mind. Tell God at this hour, and I'm going to pray for you. Take a few minutes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tell the Lord, I'm giving it to you, Lord. I'm giving it to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tell the Lord, Lord, I'm not going to take a step backward. I'm going to go forward. I'm not going to take backward step, Lord. I'm going to go forward. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to lose that which you've given to me, Lord. I'm going to hold on to it. Hallelujah. This is a treasure that you've given to me. The blessings from God. It maketh one rich and he adds no sorrow with it. Hallelujah. 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 Tell the Lord, Lord, I will trust you for my finances. I will trust you for my health. I will trust you for my future. Lord, I will trust you, Lord. Lord, for my mental health. I will trust you for my physical health. I will trust you, Lord, for my children. I will trust you, Lord, for my spouse. I'll trust you, Lord, for my future. Tell the Lord, Lord, I will trust you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he is here to bless you. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord, I trust you for my children. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. God is your provider. Hallelujah. He provided for Abraham. He will provide for you. Hallelujah. He provided for Abraham's son. He will provide for you. Hallelujah. He provided for Abraham's servant. He will provide for you. Hallelujah. He is your provider. He is there to heal you. He is there to deliver you. He is there to set you free. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Give yourself over to the Lord at this time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you, Lord, for bringing people into your presence. Thank you for speaking to them, Lord. Thank you for touching them, Father. Thank you for delivering them, Lord. Thank you for your word that you've given to them, Father. Let each and every single one hold on to that which you've given to them this day. Hallelujah. Oh, I praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, Father. May this word ring in their ears all through this week, Father. Lord, may your blessing, Lord, be poured upon their spirits. Let your blessing be poured upon their bodies. Let your blessings be poured upon their finances in the name of Jesus. As your servant, I break every chain in Jesus' name. I break the bondage of sickness over your people in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I break the curse of financial burden over your people in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Nazareth. Every spirit of peacelessness depart in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every pain in the body leave in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, every mental torment depart in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, touch your people right now. Wherever they are, touch your people right now. Every worry, rise up and flee in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Touch your people, Father. Touch your people, Father. Touch your people, Father. Let the peace of God descend upon your people. Let the peace of God descend upon your people at this hour. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In that bondage-breaking name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the peace of the Almighty God descend upon your people right now in Jesus' name. Shatter the works of darkness in Jesus' name. Shatter the works of darkness in Jesus' name. Shatter the works of darkness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You just lift your voice and thank God for what He has done for you this day. Hallelujah. Thank Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, God of the impossible, I thank you, Lord. God of the impossible, I thank you, Lord. God of the impossible, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for being in our midst, Lord. The God who did miracles for Abraham is here in our midst. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus. And you're here to do miracles for your children, Lord. I thank you, Father. Thank you, oh God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I thank you. Oh, my God, I thank you. You're my God. I thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, I praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We're going to sing this one last song before we conclude. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Be in an attitude of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, you are my God. And I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God. And I will ever praise you. Let's sing it together one more time. Oh God, you are my God. And I will ever praise you. One more time. Oh God, you are my God. And I will ever praise. One more time. Oh God, you are my God. Oh God, you are my God. And I will ever praise. Sing it again, sing it again. Oh God, you are my God. And I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning and learn to walk in your way. Oh, I will seek you in the morning. you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you for ministering to our spirits. Thank you for touching our hearts. Lord, you know what we each need, and you come and give to us exactly what we need, Father. And so we praise you for what you gave to us this day. And I thank you for visiting us in a special way. I pray for your blessing to rest upon your people. Thank you, Lord, for your hand that has been with your people throughout last week. So many things happened, Lord, but you protected your people. Thank you, Father. Thank you for every single one whom you brought here, Lord Jesus. Through many difficult things, Father, your hand was with them, Lord. The good hand of the Lord all has brought all of us here, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things.
Thank you, Lord.
He has done great things. Bless his holy name. One more time. He has done great things. 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 Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Lord, yes, Lord, you did minister to our spirits. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You gave us just what we needed. Hallelujah. You're so faithful to give the word in time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Hallelujah. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, may the love of God the Father, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest and remain with us all now and until we see Jesus face to face. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.